Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Former President Donald Trump has posted a $91 million bond as a result of the defamation lawsuit brought by columnist E. Jean Carroll earlier this year. As NPR's Amanda Bastillo reports, Trump is still trying to appeal the decision.
According to court documents filed on Friday, Trump obtained the bond from the federal insurance company to cover the $83 million judgment plus interest. But Trump's legal team also filed a notice of appeal to the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in hopes that the judgment is overturned. Earlier this year, Trump was ordered to pay $83 million in damages to advice columnist E. Jean Carroll for defaming her when he denied her allegations of sexual abuse and said that she is, quote, not his type. Another lawsuit had already determined that Trump had sexually assaulted her, and the jury this time had to decide how much he owed Carroll for lying about it. Ximena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
A ship bearing humanitarian aid is preparing to leave Cyprus and make its way to Gaza after international donors launched a sea corridor to supply the territory. European Union leader Ursula von der Leyen telling reporters today the vessel belonging to Spain's Open Arms Aid Group will make a pilot voyage to test the corridor in coming days. The opening of the corridor shows increased frustration over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza as Israel continues its war against Hamas. Scientists say Australia's Great Barrier Reef is being damaged by hotter than normal ocean temperatures. NPR's Lauren Sommer reports they're seeing widespread coral bleaching.
Corals bleach and turn a ghostly white color when they're stressed by heat. It causes them to lose the algae that live in their tissues and provide them with food. Scientists with the Australian Institute of Marine Science say the Great Barrier Reef is seeing a marine heat wave right now. As a result, corals are bleaching en masse. This is the fifth bleaching event since 2016. Corals can recover from bleaching if the heat subsides, so scientists say the health of the reef will depend on what happens over the next few weeks. With climate change, reefs are bleaching more often, reducing the chances that they'll be able to recover. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
A bill that could outlaw the video sharing app TikTok is gaining traction in the Republican-controlled House, though it's still not clear where it may go after that. The move is being driven by fear TikTok's China-based owner could pose a threat to national security. Lawmakers moved ahead on legislation today that has the support of Speaker Mike Johnson and could come up for a full vote in the House. In an unusual alliance, the White House has provided technical support in drafting the bill. President Biden said today he would sign a measure into law that could lead to a U.S. ban if it passes congressional muster. Stocks pulled back slightly from their recent record highs, the market initially rising after the mixed February jobs numbers, but losing ground as some key tech shares edged lower. The Dow fell 68 points. The Nasdaq was down 188 points. You're listening to NPR. The creator of the popular Dragon Ball franchise, Akira Toriyama, has died after suffering a blood clot in his brain. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports the 68-year-old artist and filmmaker's creation became a global sensation.
Akira Toriyama first published Dragon Ball in the weekly comics magazine Shonen Jump in the 1980s. The series followed Goku, a human-like alien who defends Earth. It became one of the highest-selling manga series of all time and source of a wildly popular animated adaptation, Dragon Ball Z.
I am the hope of the universe. I am the answer to all living things that cry out for peace.
The Japanese franchise remains popular around the world, adapted into films, video games, and multiple anime series. Goku and the other characters are also often referenced in hip-hop. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
U.S. employers added more jobs than expected in February, the Labor Department reporting 275,000 additional jobs last month, a substantial bump up from the previous month's revised number. The unemployment rate rose slightly to 3.9%, though that is still a historically low number. However, despite strong jobs growth and employment and easing inflation, many Americans still have a negative view of the U.S. economy, something President Biden tried to dispel last night during his State of the Union address. Crude oil futures prices continue to fall today amid worries about possible reduced demand from China, even as OPEC and other producers extended supply cuts. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.